Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Natavius. How may I help you?
Yeah, well, apparently there's some kind of is this Swift Enhance?
We're a third-party call center. We handle over 150 different products. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can see what product you may have had with us?
I didn't understand what you said. Is this Swift Enhance?
I said we're a third-party call center. We handle over 150 different products. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can see if you had a product with us?
Yes, 98502.
And your first and last name?
William O'Leary.
Okay, I have an account under Pat O'Leary.
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you verify your full shipping address for me?
My what?
Full shipping address.
Oh, yeah. 4319 Biscay, B-I-S-C-A-Y Street, Northwest, Olympia, Washington, 98502.
Alrighty, thank you so much for that information. Okay, looking over this account, I see that this account was for the Vibe Watch. It's showing on February 2nd, you ordered a Vibe Watch where you paid shipping and handling. That gave you 14 days to try out the item. And within those 14 days, you are required to call in and cancel. If you do not, you are then billed the full price of the item, which is
$59.97. Wow. Yeah, let me explain to you how I came on this. I got an email from Ace Hardware. I don't know if they have Ace Hardware where you're at, but it's a national hardware chain. And it said that if I took a survey, then I would receive a free item. So I took the survey, and this led me through some, I don't know, series of different web pages until I chose this free item. And then I paid the shipping, and they were going to send it to me. I mean,
yes,
so if I sign, well, obviously I didn't sign anything because it was all electronic. But at no point do I recall reading anything that remotely resembles what you just told me about the 14 days and then going to a charge like that. It was a gift for taking a survey. That's the way they marketed it to me.
Yes, with the marketing that it says it's a gift to take a survey where you pay shipping and handling up front. In the terms and conditions, it states that it's a 14-day trial, and you're required to call in and cancel. If you do not, you're
going to get a full price. Yeah, where does it say that? I don't have anything in my possession that says that.
It says it's in the terms and conditions when you're checking out.
It's not made abundantly clear to me that that was the situation. If something's free, it's free. It's not free for 14 days. It's free.
Yes, sir. That's how
and
a trial works.
Excuse me. That's what lured me into, you know, doing the thing. So, yeah.
Okay, it's a trial.
It's the
like
first
a trial
I've heard. It's the first I've heard of any kind of 14 days. It's the first I've heard of any kind of, you know, ongoing subscription or anything like that.
It's not an ongoing subscription status. It's just where you, at the end of the trial, you pay the price of the item.
Okay,
it's
so
like
I'll just send it back. Where do I send it to?
Okay, the address is going to be 2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010.
With an O or an A?
Capitol with an O.
And what was this, the street designation? Was it North Capitol Street?
It's North Capitol Avenue.
Avenue. Okay. I'm caught up with you now. 2066 North Capitol Avenue.
And it's Suite, S-U-I-T-E, 3010, San Jose, California. And the
1030, and then it broke up.
It's 3010.
That's the suite number.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
San Jose, California. The zip code is 95132.
Now, can they send me a shipping?
We do not pay for return shipping. If you're wanting to return the package, you have to pay the return postage.
Okay, so who's in charge of all of this? Who's perpetrating this?
The company that you ordered the watch from, Vibe Watch.
Yeah, or Ace Hardware or whoever. It's obviously more than one company involved in the scam.
Well, it's not a scam, sir. It's a legitimate business.
Well, believe me, it's a scam. If somebody did it to you and you didn't know, you wouldn't sit here and tell me it's not a scam. Please.
Okay, sir. It's like signing up for a trial. It's like when you sign up for a trial for Netflix.
No, it's like getting a free gift. It's like take a survey, get a free gift.
Okay, sir. Well, that's the return address
that's
you need
scam.
To return the item to. Once you return
Pardon
the
me?
Item, then your account, that's the return address you need to return the item to. Once
my credit card declined the payment, so, you know, I cannot
okay, yes,
send
sir.
It back. You're a scam. This is a scam.
Yes, sir, but if you do not send the product back, then the we're going to continue to bill your card.
Okay, they're going to continue to decline it.
Okay, sir.
Okay. No, there's a scam going on. We need to stop this unless you're part of the scam.
Sir, it's not a scam. It's a legitimate business. I understand you may have not read through those terms and conditions that came with the product you received, but this was what you signed up for, sir.
I didn't sign anything.
Well, what you paid for the product with. When you paid for the product, you
I
agreed
paid
to
for
those
shipping.
Terms and conditions.
I was told to pay for shipping.
Yes, sir, and that was the
free
terms
product.
And conditions.
Stop saying that I'm paying for the product. It was advertised to me as a free product.
Yes,
so
sir.
If you say one more time that I signed up to buy something, I am going to call my state attorney general and report you.
Okay, sir. As I stated, the terms
I mean, they don't like this stuff, and I don't like it, and you wouldn't like it if somebody did it to you.
Okay, sir. I understand that you may not like it, but how the this is how it worked when you signed up for this item.
Okay. I want your full name.
Okay, sir, I cannot give out my information, but I can provide you with my first name.
No, give me your supervisor then.
You want my supervisor?
I want somebody's name that I can report to the attorney general.
Okay, I can provide you with the name of the company. It's Vibe Watch.
It's what?
Vibe Watch.
Can you spell that, please?
It's V-I-B-E, Watch.
That's the name of the company?
Yes, sir.
And what's their address and phone number?
The address is the address I provided you with, and the phone number is 844-449-9513. All righty, so at this time, I did go ahead and get you canceled out.
Okay,
so
wait
you
a minute.
Can just dispose
wait a
of
minute.
The product however
wait
you
a
may
minute.
Please.
Wait a minute. Is it possible for you to send me an email authorizing return of this watch?
I'm sorry. No, you don't have to worry about returning. I just went ahead and got you canceled out. You can just dispose of the item however you may please. Don't even have to worry about returning it.
It's still a scam.
Okay, so is there anything else I can assist with you on today?
No, thank you.